Welcome to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, where today we're taking a trip mentally, emotionally, and possibly to the gas station for snacks.
I'm busy. I once spent hours researching gelato shops before a trip and found one that frankly changed my life. You're welcome.
I'm well-read. I want my vacations to involve historic plaques, mild weather, and no one telling me we're, quote, off the itinerary.
And I'm Tall Girl. The girl with the spreadsheet, color-coded tabs, backup options for lunch and dinner, and a laminated day of packing list, because chaos may be inevitable, but I can at least try to alphabetize it.
Our topic today is the great travel debate.
Whether you'd rather staycation than vacation, or just plain couchcation, this episode is for you.
So grab your to-go cups and travel snacks, and let's jump in.
Hi.
Hello, ladies.
Girl.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Trips.
Guten Tag.
Buongiorno.
Kia ora.
Aloha.
Oh, okay. I can't go much further.
Cade no fate. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but there we go.
Avanti.
So, ladies, how do we like to travel? I think we should give a little background story that while we knew each other for years, probably the first test of our friendship as it is now was that we decided to go on
a long weekend trip,
which was especially a big step for a tall girl who normally doesn't do that with unless she's done like a one night overnight with people. And we rented a place in went there, and we didn't. Red and I were not so concerned. We didn't find out until later that tall girl was. We did not kill each other, and we found that we blend well for traveling.
Backstory to that backstory is I didn't used to be vacation protective, and then I just went on so many girls' weekends, bachelorette trips, you know, like summer weekend at the beach kind of things that all just had such drama and trauma, and this one can't vacation with this one anymore, and we will never not discuss the beach trip of 2012. And I have become hyper protective of my vacations. I don't want them destroyed. I work hard enough. I am granted only a few days a year of off time. I pre-plan like a psychopath, so I can actually enjoy my vacations. Once we get on vacation, here's the schedule, here's the color tabs, here's the medical kit, here's everybody's allergies, here's everybody's preferences, room assignments, itineraries, like backups to the backups, to the meal plans, to who's cooking what, to how are we paying for all this. All of that gets pre-planned. And then on vacation, I don't frankly care if it all goes to F. Like, we just wake up, look at each other, and like, not today, and coolsies. I don't want to have to think on vacation. I'd like to be pantsless, drunk most of the time. Nice. There are things I sometimes want to do, and then there are things that are like, okay, if we do it. But I don't want to have to adult on my vacations, and I try in every way to make the place comfortable and peaceful. My big rule is everybody gets their own room. If we all hate each other, at least I don't have to sleep in a twin bed with you for the next 6 days. I am a firm believer that on vacation, everybody either gets their own bed or their own bedroom, preferably bedroom. If it all fails, at least there's walls so I can escape you people. I once literally got a pizza delivered through a window because none of the girls in the house were hanging out with each other anymore. They were all mad at each other in many, many, many ways. The instructions for the pizza delivery guys: I will give you $50 if you come around to the back of the house. I will be the one hanging out the window with the $50 in my hand. Bring me and nobody else the pizza and then leave and never talk about it. It got that bad.
I mean, that's impressive.
That is, yeah. So yeah, that was her leap of faith doing a trip with us. And we have had many, many adventures. And
sugar. You survived that many spiders in one home together?
I mean, no, yes.
Back. It was to paint the picture. It was a historical, like 18th century, like
Carriage
farmhouse or
house.
something, or like, it wasn't huge.
Schoolhouse. It was a
Oh,
schoolhouse.
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 That's a schoolhouse. We've done farmhouses. We've done a couple schoolhouses actually. But that one didn't have the place itself was charming and all that, but it didn't have the best window. What can we call it? Blinds.
Screeching. I to this day swear that that biatch who tried to give me a bad review on Airbnb is really just a bunch of spiders formed into the shape of a biatchy woman.
That's fair. And there were
That
a
house
lot
is owned and controlled by spiders.
Yeah, there were a lot
Daddy,
of those.
daddy long legs. There was a lot of daddy long legs
The
and
sheer number of times I tried to read a book only to have a spider land on my chest. The
it's
sheer
true.
no that shouldn't be something I tell more than once. The sheer number of times that happened in one weekend.
And I shouldn't have to clean the entire kitchen before I make you coffee in the morning, but that happens.
No, I should be able to shower for more than 3.5 minutes before it showers on you while you're in the kitchen cleaning, making
I
the coffee.
forgot about that.
That was
Oh my
bad.
God.
We have some.
What were you girls doing with your obsessive showering for more than 30 seconds? It's like the Navy. Like, you just wash one part per day.
Oh, yeah, that was so. But despite the problems with the house, we survived the experience, and
We
enjoyed
found our favorite smokehouse while we were up in the Catskills.
that. We did.
It,
That changed our lives.
I think the peacefulness of like the Catskills is just like, you know what, it's too beautiful and it's too quiet and the stars are too pretty and everything's just glorious.
Yeah.
You can't hate each other surrounded by.
No. So Tall Girl is a bit of the planner, though I will say you have calmed down a bit in recent years.
Because
This
you
is
guys are
true.
rational, normal adults.
Oh,
She figured out that we
that's a
you can
little.
actually
I don't
handle.
bring the drama.
You almost saved my life. I mean, I have 2 feet because of you guys. I can drop a tab or two in a spreadsheet once you guys make sure that I come back with as many feet and toes as when I left.
She had a cut on her foot, and we were in PEI, not near any hospital or
We couldn't find the medical
like there wasn't
pack.
what are those emergency
First aid kits, yeah.
no the urgent centers. She luckily had an emergency kit, and I had not too long prior to this trip was reading about something. I'm like, well, we could always be Roman soldiers and disinfect her with some garlic and honey. And we went with that idea because that's what we had options to. And we used white vinegar and cleaned out her cut and put a paste of, was it just honey and garlic or was there something else?
No, it was
No, it
honey
was
and
honey and
garlic.
garlic. Honey and garlic.
I
Could have
mean, used that
wrapped
on me to
her up.
hold me dead. Cleansed my wound 14th century style. Busy sat on me as I tried to. Here,
I mean,
just bite this bullet. You'll be fine.
yeah, I mean, white vinegar into a cut
We
on.
might amputate your leg on the kitchen table later, but you know.
All right, we'll deal with that when we have to. We
Living
did get
your
better.
history dreams right now.
That's right. We did get better when we went into the town like a day later, and I picked up what is it like Ambisil to numb
Yeah.
your area before we did the vinegar wash. But your doctor did say it healed beautifully,
It did.
and your mother yelled at you because you tried to jokingly say that we weren't that we ate all of the butter tarts. Or something of that nature, and she
Yeah.
realized you were lying and then scolded you, which was fantastic because we
That
were
never
around the
happened.
corner.
Nope, that never
Absolutely.
happened.
And her mother made her buy us lunch because she was so lucky to have two friends take care of her.
Like, how dare you vacation with people who want all your appendages still attached at the end of the trip? Like,
Seriously.
Weird food like us.
goals should be to lose appendages.
I mean.
I mean, we did almost break down when Busy stole my pillow. And after like 8 hours of driving, wouldn't give my pillow back. That almost did break our vacation.
I will say, I did not know how to do long distance driving. And now I've learned that if I'm going to be driving in the car, because I've done it, I've done like 12,
It's true. I've been with her when she's done it.
I now learned that I cannot eat anything like carby because it just makes me tired.
Like
And
a whoopie
I can
pie?
only, like, what?
Like a whoopie pie?
No. Hateful woman, and like any breads or sandwiches like that. So I try to limit anything to like nuts, meats or cheeses to snack on. And I mean, I'm pretty much just a water drinker in general, but like I don't have any like iced teas or lemonades or anything like that to go through it. And then I could do the trip fine. But I learned my thing. Before that, I did not. So therefore, it was my turn to drive. And at the time, Red wasn't a driver. And I only drove a little bit before. I'm like, I can't.
I think you made it like an exit before you were like, you could drive now, right? Like, sure.
We took a nap in a parking lot.
Be
Okay.
fair, it
But
was
when
more
we
like
took
an
a
hour
nap
and
in
a
a parking
half,
lot,
but and the driver of the car asked for her pillow back, and Busy was just like, oh no, I'm busy sleeping. I slept on a paper towel roll in the middle of a trucker parking lot, and she's
yes,
looking at
she
me
did.
like I'm inconveniencing her for asking for my pillow back after she's drooled on it for 5.5 hours.
First of all, I did not drool. Second of all, we should
In my
also,
head.
in your head, right? In your delusions, we should also explain that tall girl, when we're traveling somewhere where we could drive, half the back of the trunk is her pillows.
I'm
Am I
sorry.
wrong?
Did you not sleep on that pillow? Do you not now know a foam rubber latex pillow is the superior pillow?
I no longer do that, actually. I don't know. I'm weird with my pillows, but that's just me. But yeah, so
That's a topic for another.
that is another day. So basically, like, what do we think we each are as travelers? I'll go first. So I think if it's local, I'm not usually like I'm okay. Like if it's within a 3 to 4 hour radius, and I could, especially if I could drive there, I'll bring more stuff because I'd rather have stuff than not. I think I'm tend to be an overpacker in general. I'm trying to work on that.
That's nothing to work on. As long as the airplane isn't going to crash due to the weight of my luggage, there is no such thing as overpacking. Some psychos can wear the same underwear for 18 weeks. That's on them.
Ew.
I choose hygiene. And a ball gown in case there's ever a coronation. I want to be prepared. You never know when a coronation might occur.
Okay.
You want to be in there in your like Golden Girls muumuu? Nay, nay. I will be there in my satin. So therefore, packing my ball gown necessary.
Fantastic. I think that it did. I'm a blend of want to plan things and not have things planned, depending on where we are. So if we're going far, like if I'm going for hours on a plane somewhere, someplace I've never been, I want to make sure I'm making the most of that and plan in a lot of stuff, a variety of items, things that are unique to that area, to that culture. Unless it's a trip completely just for unwinding, and you know, if it's a complete like go somewhere and lay on a beach kind of thing, I might plan a few things, but I like to try and get things in. But I also am flexible should things not go to plan, provided we don't have like a reservation or we bought a ticket for something. Listen, I once got stuck in Belgium because the Belgian train system had a rule like if you were so much. If the train was so many minutes late, it just stopped wherever it was and like it was canceled. And we missed getting on our flight or getting through customs by like 10 minutes. And so now we were stuck in Belgium for a whole other day and like trying to figure that. We made it work. We, you know, contacted the people who were going to pick us up in the US, let them know, hey, we're stuck here. My travel companion's cousin picked us up, dropped us off at a town that we hadn't been to. We went to a movie theater and watched a movie and I think slept through because we were so exhausted. Grabbed something to eat, went to sleep, and got back on the next flight the next day. So, like,
I think my vacations start with like, okay, at 9 o'clock we'll be in the car and we're gonna do something. And then after that, it's kind of like, you know what? Unless we have a ticket for something,
right.
we're good. I tend to like it, we will see things on like on the good old days, Instagram or something, and like we should do this. I very, very quickly want us to find a date that works for everybody, and I want it booked. Like, okay, we have a date, we have a plan, we have a place. There's usually like the thing we're going to do. And then I'm like, okay, in case the thing we're going to do sucks, like, let's find something good nearby. So, like, a bakery, a cheese thing, a restaurant, like, oh, the greatest margarita, that whatever. Like, what else in the area is the backup? So it's like, even if the one thing sucks, the other thing will come in as like a savior. And then it's just like, let's, but also like, well, Ren and I were going to somebody's birthday, I think, once. And there was this just absolutely glorious, like, historic cemetery. Like, we were just on some back road because sometimes Waze is trying to kill me, and sometimes Waze legitimately wants me to see something. Like, you're driving by it, you don't know it's here. Trust me, I'm gonna put you on the back road of death, but there will be a payoff. And we
Glorious
were like an hour
cemetery.
and a half late for this birthday because it was just like, this is too creepy and beautiful to pass up. We've also like planned, like, oh my God, we should go here. It'll be the perfect shop. It'll be the perfect thing. It's going to be so great. And then we pull past like the window of the place and we're just like,
Maybe not.
no. Like the smoke shop we found up in the Catskills was just like literally because we went three other places, didn't have what we had. We kind of Googled this place that none of us even knew existed, and it turned out to be the greatest thing we'd ever been to. So it's
Which then
like
inspired
the
us.
happy little accidents of like, and like sometimes you just walk into a local bar and you're like, this is all terrible, but this French onion soup is ridiculously good. Why is that?
Correct. What about you, Red?
I tend to be the one bag purist if I can help it.
I don't know what that's with us.
I own many packing cubes that compress and things like that, to try and fit more in limited space, but that's just because the people I tend to be traveling with tend to overpack. So I try to balance that out. I do.
You say, because when you go on trips or work trips alone, you still are
When
that.
I go on trips by myself, yeah. Yeah, I try to.
Like you could pack in my glove compartment. Like
It's
you
not
wouldn't
quite
even
that bad.
notice that your stuff was in the car. And I'm just like, I don't understand. You have a different outfit for every day. So I'm like, I don't completely understand what's going
And
on
different
here.
underwear. Good for you.
Which I mean, I don't check, but I appreciate just knowing your soul. I appreciate.
You could smell it. It's fine.
No, thank you. No,
That's
thank you.
fine.
No,
No,
our friendship is not there.
I mean, you would be able to smell it if I wasn't changing my underwear every day.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
fine. No, thank
Because
you.
we just thought you were going to a place where we were.
No,
I will never go.
vacation on a smell my underwear level. Just
No,
ever.
ever. No.
Absolutely not.
But I think I'm the same as the two of you with the flexibility of, whatever happens, happens. But I am one of those people that if we have something to do and there is a deadline for when we have to do it by, I tend to be the anal retentive one of like, can we get out of the house now? Can we leave? Because we're gonna be late.
Yeah, that's not me.
No, that's definitely not you.
I'm gonna
It
go.
is me.
Guys, I just got in the shower. Okay, we were supposed to be there 43 minutes ago. Okay, I'm showering. It's okay.
Not
Take your own
that bad.
car. Which I will say is vacation is the itinerary, is like I tell you it's at 3 o'clock. If you're not in the car at 3 o'clock, my car is leaving without you. Like it's one of those I don't stress on vacation kind of things. Like I'm not chasing you.
So yeah, I think I definitely do tend to not underpack, but pack appropriately and be as flexible as you can be within allowing for time frames. That's
I
me.
will say, besides the fact that you in your luggage always manage to fit coffee in a coffee pot, and it's not the reason we're friends. It's not the reason
I
we're
know, but
friends,
it's a
but it
nice
is
perk.
such a GD perk. Good coffee on vacation just cannot be understated.
I mean,
As
I
somebody who
drink.
has had spoonfuls of instant coffee on vacation, like
Oh.
it cannot be understated.
Let us explain that this is not normally when she's traveling to, like, on a plane into another country. It's usually when we're in drivable.
No, I've done it to other countries.
She's
Really?
absolutely
Well, we
internationally drove
traveled.
extensively.
We drove there, but I mean,
I travel to countries where they do, in fact, have good coffee and still will occasionally bring my own coffee apparati.
yeah, I don't understand that kind of devotion to coffee.
Okay, but you love tea.
Yeah, but
Like,
even that, I do, but I don't drink it a lot. I go through seasons. Like, if it is cold season, I'm more likely to do it. If I'm watching anything that is like historical or British dramas, I tend to do it. It gets me in a mindset. If I'm sick, but I'm not as like I can go weeks without having tea.
if you were going to live in another country for 6 months without Poland Spring.
Oh, I mean, I don't, I'm fine. I adjust to accordingly.
This is why our friendship works. We are all three very different people.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also tend to, on our trips, have a like, you get up when you get up rule. Like, I don't think anybody really moves or makes noise until about 11. Just, if you want to get up, get up. If you want to go to, like, sleep in, sleep in.
Think we're up normally up earlier than that because Red there is usually on coffee duty. And if we're staying at a house, she's usually making some of the breakfasts with her scones. But
They're more than scones. They are triangles of heaven. Let's not sully what they are with just like lumping them in.
glad we're not dramatic. So I think that most of us, we tend to be up by like 8, 9, like 10 at the latest, but we're not doing any major like pushing of things until like 11, unless there's again a planned
Yeah.
deadline.
Oh no, if we're gonna do like beach yoga at 8 a.m., like well in advance that's happening. We don't like bang on doors, like, let's get going. The day has begun. I will kill you and then go back to enjoying my vacation.
Correct. And we also have like a very no talking. If we have music on, it's like instrumental classical or something that's very low. And that's an if. We usually are just silence. I mean, we obviously will talk to each other. We're not going to be rude and be like, hey, do you need help with that? But for the most part, we're not. We are low key until we need to be.
I think we have like a deep found respect for like this is our time off. Like we had to work all freaking year for these few precious days off. Like they are valuable to us. Like we should come home and be less stressed, not more stressed. And I will say a vacation where you can do laundry so you come home to clean clothes.
Oh, we love that. I think that also
I mean,
depends on
six
planning.
to eight detoxing washes of the washing machine first, but otherwise, after that, all good.
How about when we are not a trip that we drive to, but dealing with airports? I don't know. I don't think that we've done an airport trip with TG.
No, you and I have.
Yeah, you and I have. We've gone to a couple countries together. But how are we normally with the international travel and airports?
I mean, I have kits and I have booties, and I am of the opinion you get there, you get in, you get early, you get through all the clearance. And I will say, I don't care. People can judge me. I have TSA pre, I am preferred traveler, I'm global entry. I am more than willing to pay for all the things to cut down on the, like, nothing would drive me nuts more than like missing my flight by 3 minutes because I packed, like 18 pounds of plastic. I get to whatever lounge, I get whatever, I am at my gate, I am priority boarding, I gear everything in my favor to have as little friction at the airport as possible. I also have very bad thoughts about the people who are still like, what do you mean I had to take my laptop out of the bag? I'm like, you are exactly why I have global entry.
Here in the States, because it's not the same everywhere. But
Israel is the scariest TSA version I've ever been through. Like they go through your stuff with a level of just like, I don't want to justify why I have 11 pairs of jeans and 12 pairs of underwear. Like I don't. And then there's other airports where it's just like, somebody has like a wheelbarrow of an illegal substance and they just like walk it into the airplane and everybody's like, "Aloha, have a nice day. Bye-bye." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
that was the recent, not illegal substances so much, but with the recent trip to Australia and New Zealand, when we once you got into the country and they cleared you, we took flights within both countries, and it was like before 9/11 USA, people could walk you to the gates and we're like, what is going on? No one looked at my ID in some of the cases. For international air flights they did, but I was just like, what is going on? It was so
Honestly,
relaxing.
the Singapore airport is the only airport I would ever spend time in, but like it has a butterfly room, it has a movie theater, it has a spa, it has a hotel attached. Like you would want to spend time in the Singapore airport. Everywhere else in the world, my goal is as little time as possible to be spent in this like hub of hell. I don't understand. People are like, oh, we have a Michelin star restaurant next to Gate 14. I'm like, because there's nothing more that I want than like a five-star meal and watching, the Simpson family have a colossal meltdown at the gate. What do you mean we're not first class? Like, those two things don't go together in my mind.
I mean, I don't
Still
mind.
guaranteed not to give me food poisoning in the airport. Like McDonald's in the airport before I get put on a compressed tube for 14 hours. No food poisoning.
I don't mind some of the like the certain, you know, restaurant types and options, because if you do get there early, if you do experience delays, you can, I mean, like, it's, you know, the idea to make it a little less challenging. Because I think on the flip side, being in airports where there might be like a cafe that has just pre-wrapped sandwiches only and some drinks is, you know, if it's a small local regional one and it's great on other ways, that could be frustrating. I think when you're mentioning security lines, and Red has seen me with this, I tend to talk to any agent.
You make eye contact and friends with them. I'm just like.
Correct.
I one time, I used to work in Atlanta, and I would travel there a lot. And one time I was going through, and I had a cupcake in my hand in my bag, and the agent asked me, you know, what's there? And I said, a cupcake. And he's like, you didn't bring me any? I said, you didn't receive my call. He's like, you didn't call me. I'm like, well, you changed your number, and we're going back and forth, and he's clearly joking with me. And I could, and he knows, and his friend who's there, like, ah, point to her. And so how I haven't been like tacked down and like attacked is a miracle. I mean, when we were in Italy, we, I think I remember asking the equivalent of the TSA agent.
Full squirrel attack is obviously going on in the backyard.
No, Jill's here. So, despite the fact that we saw her this morning, shocked and just, you know, amazed. Anyway, so we were at the TSA, the equivalent of whatever the Italian customs agents were, and we were putting our luggage through. And the, you know, the little boxes that you had to put your stuff in was like building up. And I just sat there, like, do you need help? And I started helping. And he kind of looked at me like, you weirdo, why are you doing this? Like, you're just traveling.
Because you can't help but be nice, even in the face of a underpaid public servant who could theoretically throw you in jail. And I approach TSA like they are going to lock me in TSA jail for the rest of my life because I was breathing.
I mean, how do you approach Canadian borders?
With absolute calm and zero trauma whatsoever.
With copious amounts of Xanax.
With definitely not running the stop sign and
I
getting pulled
admit to
out.
things I did when I was 3 years old that might be like, and the one time I stole my sister's teddy bear, they pushed me through because they're just like, please stop crying, stop admitting to non-crimes, and please just get
Please
into
just
our
go
country and
away.
leave us alone.
Oh, gosh.
I
Keep going
am.
with authority figures.
It's true. I am smack dab in the middle of both of you when it comes to these things. I like to be there early and get through the hell as quickly as possible, but I do not do global entry or anything along those lines.
I haven't done it yet. That's on
I
my.
mean, I did it because I used to travel so much, but then, like, once you have it, it's just so hard to go back to the line of
That's
hell.
fair, but I am a bargain basement traveler. That is what I do.
In fairness, I never get cheaper than once I get past TSA, and then the sandwich is like $18. I have never been cheaper a day in my life than when airport prices kick in.
That's fair. It's very fair.
So you're on time,
I'm on
you're
time. I
cool
pack
away
light.
with your one Ziploc bag.
Airports,
Yes.
when it's an airport or a train or something like that, that I don't have a problem with. That I'm, you know, on time, early with, you know, where you need to be. Like, I'm there hours ahead, like you should, probably more than normal. Like, I always just assume like 3 hours or 2 hours, depending on what airport you're at.
But I have a plane kit, I have a like lounge kit, I have a cable kit, I have like an international adapter, I have a backup cord, I have like the airplane sanitization system. Like I have.
Look, my last trip in my carry-on, I had my container that had all my charging cables, my international converter, even though I didn't need it on the plane, but it was with me. I have snacks that I bring. In case I don't like the water taste, because I can be a little weird about that, I bring packets to flavor the water. I was concerned about being dehydrated, so we had electrolyte packs. I have hand wipes. I have face wipes. I have chapstick or cocoa butter, lotion, hairbrush. Like I even brought, because I wasn't gonna like, I don't normally like the blankets they give you in your seats. I had a sheet that I brought from home, that I had washed and packed in my bag, my own pet. Like I could be particular now. Depends on, again, the length of the flight, the back, the seats. My back always hurts with that. So I'm like, gotta bring something to put back there.
No, like the flight home to Toronto, it's basically you spend more time like getting up to elevation and getting down to elevation than the actual distance of the trip. Like easy breezy. I've literally brought suitcases with like dirty laundry just so I it looks like I'm flying with something because you don't want to be the person who flies with just a purse. I
No.
have flown with dirty laundry and then flown home with the same dirty laundry just to have luggage. For those, I show up with almost nothing. I still TSA pre, and I don't want to deal with people. And really, I want to be in my seat drinking a Bloody Mary because in airplanes, it's the only place Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix tastes like the beverage of the gods. But most places, I have like a whole system and a backup because I've been stuck on so many delays and so many overnights and so many like. The number of times I've had to go out and buy stuff, I just started traveling with like, and last time when we didn't have this or that, or you know, the I had some layover in an airport and like they ran out of bottled water. There just was none. I now like one of those little travel cups, just so I could have a cup of water because when you're stuck in the airport overnight and they run out, like people are drinking from their hands in the airport, and I'm like, that will never, trauma.
Having like a NyQuil or Benadryl or something help if you need it on the flight. I tend to sleep okay on flights. I mean, I pretty much could sleep standing up. You guys have seen this. So that's not normally a problem, but you never know. I have an eye mask, brought earplugs.
Yeah, what flight I was on. I flew to England and like it was one of these like song or like it was an airplane, it was an airline company that lasted for like 3 weeks before it got shut down. I remember at some point like they didn't even have like a bar on the airplane, so we ended up getting vodka, but I had travel packs of olives, so I was making like dirty martinis for everybody else around me. They're like, "What do you got?" And they're like, "Well, we have vodka, and I think the other one was like whiskey, and that was it. That was all the available adult beverages for this flight." And I'm sitting next to somebody who has more anxiety than I ever will. I was like, "I'm gonna need to be drunk for this." But I had travel olives, so I was making dirty martinis, and everybody else around me was like, "How did you get that?" I'm like, "Travel snacks.
That's
I
right.
come prepared."
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. There's snacks. There are different types of snacks because you never know who you might be around. So I try to make sure I have a lot of friends who have different dietary restrictions. So I try to have something that's like gluten free. And if I have nuts, I have them in packs that are sealed that I don't open in case someone near me would have an allergy and very allergic. Like I try to be prepared in case I need to feed people gum or like cough drops or things like that.
So busy and tall are the people that you want to be with if your plane goes down, because
No,
they will
if
keep
your
you
flight
alive.
gets delayed,
Why do we have to
why are we? Oh, if you're about to die in a burning flame ball, you want them.
you be
No,
prepared?
I'm not comforting you on the way down. I am busting your eardrum with my screams. If we are laid over in Des Moines, I'm your girl. I'm
Correct.
the girl who, the second the plane is like 3 minutes behind, I start looking up, like hotels in the nearest city below us to be like, oh, we're getting rerouted. That is me.
Yes.
That is me. You all are rushing to get your luggage. I am already pre-booked into the nearest Hilton. Like, that is me. I am not your person when the plane is going down. I am the first one to run over you if I'm not already in the emergency row.
I haven't experienced it, but I think that I would be more the calm person with if the plane was going down or having issues. I tend to be pretty good and level-headed in experiences like that.
We're all going down in 4B. Everybody hates you. Put your freaking socks on before you die.
Oh, speaking, can we are going to pivot this for a second. Oh, this last trip, there was a gentleman who was taking his socks off on the long portion of like a 16-hour flight. And his feet were like, he was on the other side of the aisle from me. And like before the plane even took off his socks, I'm like, why? Ooh, I need an explanation. Why are your feet bare on a plane and the bar? But why? Why?
This is why I spray my seat down before I sit in it, because the toe cheese population get really comfortable in that seat right before you.
No.
I wasn't a germaphobe until I had to travel so much from work, and then seeing the human population, I'm
I'm
just like, no, what you
an
guys do in public is, I worry about your homes. I
alcohol.
understand why you have scabies.
I have Tide to go or something of that nature in case you have stains. But that was a whole level of I don't understand why you're doing that. Like I understand if you I see people switch into like a slipper or especially on a long flight, or they maybe have like I had on my like compression socks because it was gonna be 16 hours. I'd never done a flight that long, wanted to be prepared, great. Or they change the socks, but the bare and then the barefoot into the bathroom, get out of here with that. Get that is a level I do not understand.
This is why I keep my shoes on at all times.
Correct.
I
My
will say, I have travel socks. I have taken my shoes off on flights, generally because I also try to like tuck my feet under the chair beneath me so if I can get that extra centimeter, get my toes a little bit further because I have legs. I have travel socks that then get thrown out as soon as I get to the hotel. Like they will never. They have the cure for the nearest plague on them, but like,
Now that was a hard I ooh, Jesus.
Number of people I've seen change their babies on those fold down food trays.
Oh.
And then people like put their food on the food tray and eat it. Like, oh no, nobody else in this airplane has ever done anything disgusting. I'm like, I feel like you guys just live in different worlds.
No, the flights recently, they all gave you when you got on the flight to the like from the US and back to the US, they gave you like hand not hand but like sanitizers for the seats and all, like wipes if you wanted them and all. I was like, okay.
Whenever I travel, I will do everything I can to land anywhere in Europe as quickly as possible and then finish my flight on an international airline. They're just always so much nicer and the food is always so much better. You get a hot towel, you get a whatever, like Korean Air, the food on there is fabulous. Like everything is just not to be that person, but American Airlines and American airline companies are just, it is the lowest standard of survival.
Tightwads.
What was that?
They're tightwads.
Just not even tightwads. Like, I don't think they really are, like very much interested in whether or not we land on the other side unless it would, like, make them short an airplane.
Here's a question. Are you the type of person that comes back from your vacation rested, or do you need a vacation from your vacation?
I think it depends. Like at first we got to break it down. Is this a work trip? Is this a trip of pleasure? Is this which
Vacation.
I but
No, but there's like girl vacation, bachelorette vacation, family vacation, us vacation. Like,
they're different.
are we gonna like hike the stairs of Italy that just they're gonna break your soul and you're gonna probably have a cardiac arrest like trying to get back up from the beach? Or, are we floating down a lazy river for 3 days?
Correct. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think depending on how much you travel, I think if you know you're going to have many hours of traveling, like 24 hours worth, it would be smart to schedule a day off between when you land and or make sure you have at least one day when you land and when you have to go back to work. I think that's necessary. I think
years after family vacation, I used to schedule my physical for like the next Tuesday or something, is I figured my liver was never going to be so pickled. I had never eaten as much fatty food as I had as on vacation, like as little sleep, like all the bad behaviors of vacation. I was like, if I can go in for my yearly physical and I can pass my blood test with all of this in my bloodstream, like active gin still circulating, if I've passed my physical after family vacation, I'm good. Nothing can kill me. So I stacked it more that way because I'm like, yeah, on vacation, calories don't count, you know, like whatever doesn't count. I want to enjoy stuff.
I think it also depends. Sometimes it's not even the trip on what you're going to be doing, it's the emotional aspect. So if you're dealing with people who you know it's going to be problematic, if then you might need that day or so to, if you're with people as lovely as they are, and you are more of an introvert and they are nonstop, not comfortable with silence and talky-talky all the time, this coming from someone who is a talker, but I think there's scheduling a day to decompress afterwards and like allow silence. Like I know when Red is on certain, like work trips or certain trips, that she's gonna need a day. Want to talk to her, know she's alive and safe in her place, but I know she needs a day to decompress.
When I vacation with like
Introvert
early
problems.
risers, the first day home, I know I will sleep in just to make up for the fact that I've been up at 6 a.m. every
Right.
day of the trip. Like, Mama needs to sleep until 10 a.m., 11 o'clock, just to make up for. It was fun. I loved it. It was great. I need to sleep in because my soul says I need to sleep in.
How about you, Red?
Yeah, I mean, you told him what I'm like. Sometimes I can go away and be perfectly fine after I get back. Sometimes I need some time to decompress after I get back. I think that it really does depend on the circumstances of the trip.
I think like a beach trip where we're pretty much at a all you can eat, you might go off the property for like an excursion or two. For the most part, you are at a beach resort. You are your meals you don't have to plan. They're all right there. Everything comes to you. I am more likely to be able to do something the next day after that.
Yes, 100%. If I don't have to think about anything during the course of the thing, that makes me happiest. That is my happiest trip. But you know what? Sometimes you go places to see them,
Oh,
and
yeah.
you end up busier than, and you still come back refreshed because you've had the excitement of
Trip
seeing the new place for the first time and stuff like that. So.
or some place that you've wanted to go for a while or something you wanted to learn or experience that even though you thought going into it you might enjoy, you didn't know how much you were going to enjoy it or it's going to transform you. I absolutely, again, big shock, I've come away from trips with people's like emails and like been email buddies, not in like a hey let's hook up kind of like hey this is 6-year-old woman who I met from a different country at a beach resort, and for a while we all like in a group chat like emailed each other.
No, you probably could have made babies with the TSA guy.
I mean, possibly I wasn't trying to have like the baby daddy be in one state and I'm living in a completely different country, or
Sometimes that's ideal.
you're not wrong. So yeah, I mean,
It's
what?
also some vacations you know you're gonna like. If you go to Iceland, you know you're gonna like hike a fjord. Like there's no easy vacation in certain destinations, so like you hype yourself for physicals awesome. So when you come home, you are gonna sleep because your body's just like, oh, we're not walking? Yay.
What is a place that you have not been to? And if on your, if you, if someone said to you, I will pay for this trip, all expenses, how you want it to be, where would be your next place to go right now?
Egypt.
Antarctica.
Antarctica's mine too.
What's her name? Jessica Tandy? They were a couple from like Batteries Not Included. They were married in Hollywood for forever. They went on a honeymoon. I forget their names. I want to say her name's like Jessica Tandy or something, but anyway. They went on a honeymoon to the rainforest because back when they were married in like 1950 something, the rainforest was starting to die. So they actually took their vacation in the rainforest because they wanted to see it before it was gone. And ever since then, I'm like, I want a vacation in the places that aren't going to be here. Like, I'd like to see them before they're gone. So, like, Antarctica before it melts, I'd like to see it. Like, Italy will be underwater, but I'd like to see Antarctica while it's still ice.
Egypt
Although I
is
have no
definitely.
like history research, there's nothing about me that should be boring holes in the ice. So, like, getting onto Antarctica is going to be really hard.
Why Egypt for you, Fred?
I would like to see something ancient and something that kind of defies time.
It's definitely on my bucket list. Absolutely.
I'm happiest when I'm in places that are super, super old.
Yes. I would say that Antarctica for me, it's not so much about only what might not be there, but also the experience that sometimes not everyone. Like, yeah, I can get on a flight to go to Europe. It's harder to go to certain countries and all from where we are. But like, I feel like Antarctica, I've had friends who've done it, and the time it takes, the planning to get there, the experience of like the Drake passage, seeing the penguins, seeing nature just completely, I say untouched. Not because I'm aware that obviously it is disintegrating, but I mean untouched in a sense like you don't have very limited human interaction there.
There is no Senor Frogs 2-for-1 margarita specials when you
There
land.
is a post office that I want to mail from that it has stuff with like a penguin post office kind of stuff, and you can buy things for Shackleston. Am I saying that right? Shackleton?
Shackleton, I think.
So like that is kind of like you have to go to like Argentina to get there, get on a ship to get down. So that's definitely all. So I also am dying to go to Iceland. For personal to see a friend, my next trip, because it would be the easiest, is to Spain. I've not
Would say go in the spring for like seafood, but like that wouldn't be you, but
I enjoy seafood. I don't like shellfish as much. I only like shrimp usually. But I do like that she lives on the Mediterranean coast. So I would like to go visit her and her family. And so if I had that option, that would be for personal. But overall experience, someone's paying for it. Yeah, I'm going to Antarctica because
oh, if somebody's paying for it, you'll never see me again. I mean, I would tell you guys where I am, but like,
we'll
you
just
would
look
never
at
see
you
me
on your
again if I
phone.
wasn't.
Don't worry.
If travel was free, I would never come back.
Oh, listen.
Oh, never. Absolutely never.
If I
I'd
hit
get on one of those cruise ships and just live on it.
a private cruise, like a small one, I wouldn't want like a river cruise kind of boat. If I hit Lotto, it won't be announced, but there will be signs like.
If I was shorter, I would take that train from Agatha Christie that goes like through the Alps. But the train is like from 18 something or other and designed for like 5-foot-2 people. I would die. But Orient Express. If I was shorter, I would vacation so many other places. Like we were in Egypt when I was little, perfect height for the pyramids. My dad was 6 foot something. His spine like never recovered from hunching over because it wasn't designed by really tall people.
No, because the ancient Egyptians were like 5'4" at their tallest.
Yeah. I was like, I'm glad I went to Egypt when I was under the 3-foot level. Great time to see Egypt. I don't know. Anywhere you wouldn't go.
Yes, but I won't say.
I mean, like political, whatever, and odds that you would get arrested or.
Might not be
Eh.
safe for us.
If the world wasn't problematic.
If the world wasn't problematic, no.
For me, I think when I do a trip, for the most part, I want to walk away with something new. I want to have knowledge. I want to have a new cultural experience. I want to, you're always going to find me trying to dissect the food. And I like to bring back a cookbook if I can from that location, or find one when I get back if I can't carry it on my luggage, or find one that I appropriate. Because then in that way, I feel I could have the trip continue with me. Also, in recent years, I've started to buy a pair of earrings if I can from a country or a trip, so that this way I have, again, a piece of that trip with me. Nothing any, you know, nothing overly crazy, but just something that when I look at it, I'm like, oh, I was, you know, place here when I bought these. And I was with this person, and this is why I was there. What about you, tall girl? Any place you wouldn't want to go?
In general, I just don't love touristy things. So anything with we're walking and we're walking is just kind of, I would rather see like a lesser museum, a lesser painting, a lesser historical monument, as long as I wasn't being like, you know.
Agreed.
I don't like a million people, and I don't like people explaining stuff to me, and I don't like, oh, well, this is glorious, and you can look at it for another 18 seconds before we're on the move for the rest of the day kind of stuff. Like, guided tours are not, they are not my jam.
I think it depends on the tour. If it's a small tour, I can get behind that.
Ghost tours.
What?
Ghost tours.
Look, and we've tortured many a tour guide and event person, and then we've turned them to our side, and we've converted them to our friends. But it's my nightmare. Like, you see those people who are like on a 4-day trip through the city, and it's like, and we're walking, and we're walking, and this is the photo you're taking, and this is the photo you're taking.
No, not that kind of white. That,
I can't.
Listen, if there was something like you had a stuck, like, you know, layover in a random city you weren't planning, and you have like 24 hours, and you're trying to see as much as you can, cool, those kind of places have their spot. But if I could avoid those sort of things, or do something where you get on and off at your own pace,
yeah.
I'm more open to that, where it says like, hey, here are a list of spot stops we will go. You can jump on and jump off anywhere within this region, and, you know, we'll see you when you see you. But
one of her friends went to go see the Crown Jewels, and she's obsessed with like the British royal family. Stood in line for 2 hours to see the Crown Jewels, didn't realize she was going to be like pushed through in under 13 minutes. So like 2 hours of standing online, like less than 8 minutes of visual on everything that was in, and then, you know, like out. And I'm just like, I would be so
I don't
mad.
Think you can take photos either of the.
No, you can't.
So like that's...
that kind of stuff is like, I would rather just stroll down some random street. Like, I was in Italy, and I forget why I ended up strolling down some random street. There's like a Jewish section in Italy. Like, it was like, and this place looked good, and I sat down and I whatever had a meal, and I was like, this to me is better than any of the like the gondola ride kind of things that I could like. This was so much better. I went to some cheese shop one day because like in a hotel I don't often like eat in the restaurant. I'll eat in my room, but I'll go out and buy something. I went to this little cheese shop. The guy was like, oh, you're American? I was like, yep. Ended up talking to me for like an hour and a half, gave me like a sample of every piece of cheese in the place. Like, by the time I got back to my room to like make a cheese sandwich, I'm like, I can't eat anything. I would consider that better than like the entire like guided trip we went on with the convention thing for like 4 hours.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite dining experiences with Fred, we went to Venice, and we were looking around, and we didn't know where we were going to go for dinner, or but we sure as hell knew where we were. When we saw a group, we were about to step into this restaurant, and looking at the menu, and a group of American, probably either 18, like I would say 18 to 23 or range, and they are asking. They're asking, why is there no fettuccine Alfredo, and do they have cannolis? And the way they were like, okay, even if this place was good and they were deciding to go there, I'm like, nope, this is not where we're going. And we seen this place that was kind of fairly new, I believe.
Yeah, it was under a year old, and it was a hole in the wall. You couldn't even really tell it was a restaurant from outside.
It wasn't like, it was in a hole in the wall in the sense like you couldn't tell it is, but it was clean and modern looking and
yep.
all. But it wasn't like flashy or anything. And oh my God, we had so much fun with that.
It was homemade pastas and zucchini flowers and
All the zucchini flowers.
it was a really remarkable experience. And the wait staff, because it was like off the beaten path, was able to spend time with us, and we were able to talk to them about the background of the food, which Busy loves to do.
Possibly.
And we made friends, and it was a really special experience that you don't usually get in a place that is, particularly tourist driven as Venice is.
And I also think, like, when you're going places, where you stay, yes, is it nice to stay in the beautiful big hotels? Absolutely. But there are times when, I've stayed at a local rental that directly with a dairy farmer and, wake up and there are cows outside my door and asking them, where do you go? Like, what's local? And knowing those kind of spots. And those are kind of some of the, like, yeah, I'll do
Yeah,
a service.
like the little wine bar that we found one of the nights that we were over there with
Oh, yeah, that one.
the cicchetti. That was so good.
So much. What about you, tall girl? Any besides your cheeses?
I think I will try anything once, so wherever I land, I will just try whatever it is. It's usually when the locals are like, "Here, try this. It'll be disgusting. Like, we'll make fun of the tourist and whatever." And I'm like, this was delicious. Like, can I buy this? Can I send it home?" kind of stuff. Like, I think it's more the people than the whatever. Yeah, so many times, like, okay, the castle looks great in photos. You get there, it's the size of your thumb, and you're like, whatever. But the tour guide is the coolest person you'll ever meet, who knows everything about everything. And you're just like, can we go for a cup of tea? And like, can this just be like, tell me everything in your head kind of stuff? Like, it's the tour, like, we usually do this. We torture our tour guides into becoming our friends. But like, when they're like, okay, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but like, and then it's like, oh, okay, this is the stuff I like.
Yes,
They're like, well,
absolutely.
it's gonna be like 20 minutes a further drive than you were planning. Like, do
What
tell.
say less, we're there.
the recent trip we did when we got to Queenstown, we wanted to do like a night sky kind of thing, like do a photo shoot with tour guide and skies and the night stars and all. And he's like, well, I also do day trips. We had landed, dropped our stuff at the hotel, pretty much had less than an hour. He picked us up at the hotel and we spent 7 hours with this tour guide. And he was in a local, but he has been there for about 20 plus years. And so, at that point, you've done the work. And it was interesting hearing his perspective as not being a born and raised person and who is doing the work to understand local New Zealand and took us. He's like, well, we could do this and this, and we were planning for it. And he's like, he hit everything we were trying to get to, and we did this whole photo shoot around the area. He brought sandwich, we didn't know this, he brought sandwiches for us, he brought hot chocolate, cookies, extra coats because it was gonna be cold. Like on point, like, and the only reason we finally had a call at night is because at that point I was pretty much an ice cube and was like, I need to feel my body again, even sitting in the car. I am quite cold. And but it was absolutely fantastic.
The number of times you've like sat at a table in a restaurant and you make friends with the table next to you, and it just turns out to be like you get to know their entire life stories, and it's just like it's infinitely better than whatever show we were gonna see. It was just like there's this moment where, like, I tend to meet freaky people with interesting life stories, but it was like, oh, we could have gone to go see this production of whatever, but instead I sat next to this guy, Julian. Holy hell, has he changed my world? Like, this is like, ooh.
I think one of those most random like events to see. Years ago, I was in England with one of our friends, and we were just walking the street, and they were giving out flyers for a show, and I was like, oh, okay, and I looked at it, and it was When Harry Met Sally, but with oh, why can't the actor's name Luke Perry? Oh, that's it, Luke Perry. And the redhead from American Pie, the Allison Hannigan.
Willow from
Well, she was in Buffy, but she was in the
And she was an American Pie.
yeah. And it was just such a random thing to see a film that's based in New York with two American actors in London, and it wasn't planned, and it was like they had like buy one get one tickets or something, and but it was something random and not planned, and it turned out to be a fantastic event. So I
You gotta leave room for the magic in a vacation.
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's.
So when are we planning our next vacation?
Listen, we all know that I have a Pinterest board that has about several thousand pins all ready to go for you. Tell me, we have to drop. I'm lucky enough that one of my cousins is now a pilot for major airlines, and he's always like, do you want a buddy pass? I'm like, not at the moment, but I will absolutely take you up on that. And you just tell me where I can go. If I tell you, hey, I want to take time here, you can send me somewhere. You tell me where it can go, and I already have boards planned of things. So, yeah. How about you? Where do you want to go next, Red? Not because anyone's paying you, but just like paying for it.
Prague.
Oh, that's a good one. That's on my to-go list. Tall girl.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
that is such a It's usually because somebody else drives the decision. I analysis paralysis decision like problem like I every everywhere just everywhere.
I want Spain, Iceland. I'm going realistic trips that don't require like massive planning and time and money. Spain, Iceland. Faroe Islands has been stuck in my head for a couple of years. Prague, Budapest, randomly like Switzerland and Luxembourg, like just drop me off somewhere in Europe and give me a couple weeks. Just let me go.
I'll get to where I need to go from there.
Pretty
I
much.
don't.
Just give me my passport and let me go.
I feel like something Asian. Like I don't want to die of like humidity or mosquito bites, but like Vietnam, Thailand, kind of like
Malaysia.
Have India on
Just a
my list
whole lot
too.
of pho and ramen, like delicious bowls of soup and joy.
Yeah.
We have a friend in India who is like, when are you guys coming to see us? So that's on a possible trip. I think that's it for today's episode of Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos. If you love this, subscribe, leave us a review, or at least forward it to a friend whose suitcase always zips shut on the first try. We have
Me. You can find us at SenseSensibilityChaos.com, TikTok as long as it lasts, YouTube, Blue Sky, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patreon fam, don't forget to vote on our next mini episode. The poll is live now. Will it be therapy for your pet or something more chaotic?
See you next time.
Until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.